Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
All right, so we're going to pick up again with this idea of theology, freedom, and specifically we're speaking of Baptists. So we talked about kind of in the late 1700s, another person introduced is James Madison and John Leland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just as we were talking just before, so John Leland, a Baptist, was approached and basically said, my understanding too is that James Madison knew that Leland had a problem with the Constitution as it was.
And he was very influential too.
Yes.
It wasn't, of course, Baptists didn't have, you know, dioceses,
right,
or whatever, but he was well respected by other pastors,
yeah,
in Virginia.
And yeah, so the idea was, you've got to put in this Bill of Rights, which basically is, again, as we were ending our last talk, it doesn't just say tolerance, but it's bringing religious liberty.
Right, yeah.
And that's different than just tolerance.
Very much so, yes.
And so that's what I think that we have to understand, that this was being developed.
Yes.
At this time. It goes back to what we were saying is the study in the 1700s and 1800s is a great study, I think, in religious liberty and the tie of theology and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, as we were talking about it, I call it the Gainsborough Confession, right? Mm-hmm. The Gainsborough Confession is that we will do what the Lord tells us or will make known.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that has been missed in today's day and age, because there are some people that say, you know what, this is what the Bible said and told me 40 years ago,
mm-hmm,
which I understand the Bible doesn't change.
Right.
All right. But what's weird is that they are saying basically they had sinless perfection 40 years ago.
Perfect understanding.
And perfect understanding, and it hasn't changed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that goes against Scripture.
Right. Yeah.
And so even in the area of theology and freedom, I think we learn.
Right.
Like, like to me, some of the stuff that I read about in the 1700s and 1800s, I'm like, you know what? That needs to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully at our time, we're developing it a little better.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you want to go here with this conversation, but it reminds me of something that we learned 25 years ago and was developed, was recognized about 40, 50 years ago. And that is people would call it the westward movement of Christianity, the development of freedom through that time. The New Testament believers, they were closest to the Bible, but they lived in Rome. But as the Bible spreads in culture, people get more and more freedom.
Yes.
And that America, when it was founded, was the most complete, not complete, but the most complete expression of what the Bible describes about what a civil society should be.
Yeah.
Because it was the most influenced by the Bible. Why do we not like our culture now? It's not as influenced by the Bible. And we're jumping away from John Leland.
Right, but that's what we're saying.
What you find, if you look at it and take a Christian look, thinking like a Christian would at our history and government, you'll see that God's hand is around all the time. It's continuously, his hand is working. We don't believe in deism or even a popular understanding of deism that God just let things go and we're on our own. God is concerned about us spiritually, but not what's happening here on the earth. He takes an active role in what goes on, and we're not totally free will. God, we believe that God has a plan. He's working his plan out. We know the plan. He worked all the way through to bring Christ to the cross, and he's working to put Christ on the throne at the end. And so what's happening is following his plan, and the development of freedom, religious freedom, civil freedom, kind of flourished there in the 1700s. And who God used to do that was Baptist pastors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
because they did what they knew it was right. they didn't sit back and only preach in their pulpit. They influenced the the thinkers. Some of them, I think, I might be wrong in this, but I think there was a Baptist pastor who actually signed the Constitution. Mr. Brady will have to correct me on that. But they're not just sitting in their pulpit. They're not just, quote, preach the Bible.
Yes.
As we've heard recently, just preach the Bible. Well, I'm preaching the Bible, and the Bible speaks to all of life.
Well, and also, remember, that was our big bugaboo with our former president. And basically what he said was, stay in church.
Right.
And that stays in church. And they tout it, separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. But what they're saying is that my church life can affect my regular living life,
right,
which is teaching hypocrisy or being a Pharisee.
If I'm getting this right, he would use the phrase freedom of worship.
Yeah.
That you're free to worship the way you believe.
Want.
But his idea of worship was 1 hour on a Sunday morning.
Yes, exactly.
So you can do what you want for that 1 hour on Sunday morning, but don't let what who you worship surely doesn't care about the other 175 hours in the week.
Right.
Don't use your religion to contradict our culture.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
But it's not a religion. It's our beliefs.
Right. It's our beliefs.
And that's right.
And so theology and theology should affect your life. That's what we've said all the time.
We hope so. That's why we get up and preach every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So in essence, and that's what I think to me is irritating about some Christians today. Some Christians today are almost touting the same idea that a liberal president said,
they've succumbed to this separation of church and state.
Yeah. Right.
And so much so that in their own life, they're going to live their Christian life, but as soon as it bumps into the state or the culture I guess I'm okay because I'm here.
Right. Yeah. And some of it, I think, is also that the Bible, what I think that some Christians are uncomfortable with is that when the Bible does bump against culture, it's going to be offensive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because the Bible, the nature of the Bible is, we've studied it, and that's what we love about it. The nature of the Bible is that when it comes in contact with something, it changes it.
Right.
It's the power of it.
Right.
They might get ridiculed like their Lord was ridiculed.
Yeah.
But that's bearing the shame. That's
the servant's
not greater than his Lord.
But that's something that, and I'm using this term on purpose, that's a battle that we have to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the Bible's not shy about telling us that our life is a battle, that we're in a war.
Yeah.
Well, what are we fighting for? We're fighting for freedom.
Yeah.
What kind of freedom? Every kind of freedom that Christ gives.
Yes.
He gives spiritual freedom. He gives civil liberty.
Right.
He gives financial freedom.
Yeah.
You know, but it's always a fight. Soon as you win the battle, the enemy,
he attacks another.
He goes home and says, "Well, I guess that's it. I don't have another chance for the rest of my
You've
life."
Never put the white flag up yet.
No, the enemy has never stopped.
Right.
So just because we had liberty at a certain point doesn't mean we're going to have it for the rest of our lives. And in order to keep it, we're going to have to fight for it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing. I had talked about this several years back, but that's what Galatians tells us. He says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free."
Yeah.
What kind of liberty has Christ given us? If he's only given you spiritual liberty, you don't know what Christ has given you. Everything, every good thing we have is from above. And so we're going to have to stand fast. We're going to have to fight to defend what we have. And be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Mm-hmm. If we've been given liberty, religious liberty, whatever, we're to fight to keep that. And that's a command.
Yep. Well, that was our discussion on, at least the beginning of discussion on theology and freedom. And you saw some Baptist history, and you saw us kind of engaging in some ideas of that there isn't necessarily a separation of church and state. There's not a separation of our being.
Right.
Like we can place it, we can place it in church, and then it doesn't affect the rest of our life because that's hypocrisy. That's being Pharisaical. So hopefully that can at least get you some seed thoughts, and we'll try to continue this on in some other moment in ministries.